Slot on ZF. Get your slot at 600 Kwacha or 500 Kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. 8 people seriously injured in Rufunsa bus accident. Political analyst doubts Dolly Kabanda's presidential bid will be successful. And in global news, flash floods kill more than 300 in Pakistan, in Pakistan-administered Kashmir. Good afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. 8 people, among them 5-year-old child, have been seriously injured after a speeding Scania bus was involved in an accident along Great East Road in Rufunsa District. Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Chipo Kaitisha says this was after the Scania bus and a Toyota Rangers collided in Chipako area of Rufunsa District around 22 hours last night, leaving 8 people seriously injured. Ms. Kaitisha says preliminary investigations indicate that the Scania bus traveling from Lusaka to Luangwa due to alleged excessive speed failed to maintain a safe following distance and collided with the rear of the Toyota Rangers, and as a result veered off the road and overturned. She says 8 passengers on the bus were seriously hurt and admitted to Mumpasha Mission Hospital, while 38 other passengers suffered minor injuries and discharged after being treated. Ms. Kaitisha says both vehicles sustained extensive damage and the Scania bus has been impounded for re-examination by the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RTSA, while the driver will face a charge of dangerous driving after medical discharge.
As a result, 8 passengers on the Scania bus sustained serious injuries. A 5-year-old child from Luangwa sustained a cut on the head. Salava Gasto, age 29, a Mozambican national, sustained a swollen head. Zandiwe Mumba, age 33, of Mupika, sustained bruised right hand. Joseph Mumba, age 26, of Nyemba, sustained a cut on the right side of the head and general body pains. Gertrude Piri, age 19, of Kapate, Luangwa, sustained a complete fracture of the right hand. Chileshe Chisanga, age 33, of Lusaka, sustained head injury and general body pains. Isaac Chavula, age 39, of Lusaka, sustained a fractured left leg. Ellison Montali, aged 45, of Luangwa, sustained a deep cut on the upper lip and swollen left leg. The driver of the Scania bus also complained of chest pains and is receiving medical attention.
Political analyst Francis Chipili believes it is too early for Ms. Dolly Kabanda, niece of former President Rupia Banda, to challenge President Hakainde Hichilema in the 2026 general elections. Mr. Chipili says despite Ms. Banda's announcement to unseat President Hichilema next year, he is of the view that she is not well known at the grassroots level. Mr. Chipili tells Phoenix News that with only a year remaining before the elections, he is concerned that Ms. Banda might not have enough time to mobilize and garner the necessary support. He feels Ms. Banda's limited presence at the grassroots level could hinder her ability to connect with voters and build a strong support base.
She's welcome to participate, but you know, the thing is, she has not been on the ground. This is the first time I'm hearing about her, and I'm sure many other citizens have never heard about her. And running for the office of president, the Republican president, requires a lot of investment in terms of time, in terms of being on the ground and working the ground and meeting the grassroots, rather than just aligning herself with the simply with a political party. She might be a very good candidate, well educated, with all the credentials, but maybe if she went to participate, she has it on the ground and still running now.
The Zambia Association of Child and Youth Care Workers has aged girls to believe in themselves and rise beyond their limits. Officiating at this year's Be That Girl conference under the theme Rising Beyond Limits, My Journey, My Impact. In Chongwe today, Association Executive Director Judith Mwape emphasized the importance of empowering girls and young women to reach their full potential. Ms. Mwape said the conference organized by Mothers Without Borders and Be That Girl aimed to shape the lives of over 500 girls and young women aligns with government programs to strengthen the capacity of young people in society. She added that no nation can progress when half of its population is left behind, and encouraged girls to believe in themselves and their potential.
We believe that no nation can progress when half of its population is left behind. We have very important people in this nation, and we need to strengthen ourselves and get to our full potential. So you cannot be left behind. And I love the thing when saying we rise beyond what? Exactly. And it should not just be a slogan. It is something that we need to reflect and understand what it means to rise beyond this.
And speaking earlier, Mothers Without Borders country director Josephine Dacca challenged the girls to break through barriers that life places before them and leave a mark that will inspire generations to come. She disclosed that the program this year is celebrating 25 remarkable women graduating in various fields, including clinical medicine, registered nursing, midwifery, and environmental health, and are examples of determination and opportunity creating extraordinary change.
The Be That Girl program, initiated by Mothers Without Borders, was born from a vision to see every girl to believe in her worth, to embrace her potential, and boldly shape her future. And through mentorship skills development and nurturing leadership, we are witnessing transformation one girl at a time. Our theme, Rising Beyond Limits, My Journey, My Impact, is about believing that no obstacle is too great and no dream is too big. Your journey matters, your story matters, as well as your impact matters.
And Mothers Without Borders Chief Executive Officer Jackie Skinner urged girls to maximize their experience at the conference. Mexico and Zambia have agreed to explore collaboration on solar energy investments and technology exchange in the oil and gas sector following a diplomatic presentation in Washington, D.C. Speaking at the Mexican Cultural Institute, where Zambia's ambassador to the United States, Dr. Chibamba Kanyama, delivered his letters of credence ahead of accreditation as Zambia's non-resident ambassador to Mexico, Mexican ambassador to the United States, Esteban Moctezuma, said his country is ready to partner on renewable energy projects and share development technology relevant to hydrocarbon industries. Ambassador Moctezuma emphasized the need for the two countries to exchange innovations, particularly in the energy sector. Meanwhile, Zambia's non-resident ambassador to Mexico, Dr. Chibamba Kanyama, disclosed that following the drought that Zambia experienced in the 2023-2024 season, the country is doubling up its efforts to invest in the energy sector. The collaboration is expected to focus on investment opportunities, technical exchanges, and capacity building that can support Zambia's transition to more reliable and sustainable power sources. This is according to a statement issued by Charles Tembo, Faith Secretary, Press and Public Relations at the Zambian Embassy in Washington, D.C. The Commuter Rights Association of Zambia says the introduction of honorary road traffic inspectors will help bring the much-needed sanity to the country's roads by complementing the work of the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RTSA, and the Zambia Police. At its recent meeting, Cabinet approved the introduction of the appointment of honorary road traffic inspectors to supplement efforts in road traffic laws enforcement by RTSA and the Zambia Police. Commenting on this development, Association President Aaron Kamuti says the association expects the appointed inspectors once in place to carry out their duties with diligence and integrity, emphasizing the need for appointing authorities to ensure the new inspectors maintain high ethical standards.